I am happiest when I am happy over everything. I am happiest when I'm happy over everything. How can we ever be happy over everything? How can we ever be happy over all that is in this universe of ours? How can we ever be happy and say, I am in divine order? How can we ever be happy and say, all is in divine order, all is perfect, all is wonderful, all is fantastic? How can we ever say that? How can we ever say that these are things that go on in my world? How can we ever say that I am happiest when I am happy over everything? Truly, if there is anything in my world on which I am not happy, over which I'm not happy, then that controls me. That controls me, whether it's a stub toe or whether it's an uncompleted project I'm working on or whether it's somebody saying things about me that is not pleasant, or whether it's someone saying things about me that is pleasant. Because either way, I am controlled by my circumstance. I'm controlled by the world about me. I'm controlled by what's being said, what's being done, by the outer. When I can be only controlled by the inner, when I can be only controlled by my inner awareness that I am divine order, that I am all in pure, wonderful, divine order, when I can control that and be aware of that, then I am truly expressing some absolutely magnificent concepts. But how do I do that? Because the things that come to my attention are the things that tell me I'm not happy. They are the most brilliant, the most dominant, the most powerful, the most utilized ideas that come into my mind. Now, do I want that? If I don't want that, then how do I stop having it happen in my world? I am whatever I think about. Now, what do I think about? What things make my life really wonderful? What things make my life really terrible? Whatever I think about. So, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. I speak my word, and my word is the power that brings about every experience of my life. So, an experience comes along and I stub my toe, and I immediately say, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. I'm putting that attitude in mind of being whole and perfect. Now, in illusion or in the experience, I appear that I have stubbed my toe, and that hurts, and that's not pleasant, and that's not what I want to have. And so, as I have that experience, I say to myself, why did I do that? Why did I stub my toe? Was I not paying attention? I see everywhere. I see out of my eyes. I see out of my skin. I see out of my consciousness. Everything in my life I see and I'm aware of. When did I withdraw my attention from walking along so that my feet are always in the right place, doing the right thing at the right time for me, perfectly? When did I withdraw my attention from that? Well, I withdrew my attention from that when I started thinking any negative thought about anything in the world. And if I think a negative thought about myself as I'm walking along my path, any meditation path or any path in life, as I think of any thought at all, I am giving that thought the power. So now if that thought is a negative thought, it is going to reverberate in all other thinking that I do, in all other thought systems that I have. They're all going to be reflecting whatever that thought is that I'm thinking about. So, do I want to stub my toe? Heavens, Betsy, no. Do I want to feel pain? No way. Do I want to feel unhappy? No. Do I want to have anything in my body not operating at peak efficiency? No. I want everything in my body to be in divine order. I want everything in my body to operate at peak efficiency. And the only way I can have everything operate at peak efficiency is for me to train my thinking by habit what it is that I want to do. So, I like to use the phrase unconditional love. Now, I unconditionally love everyone. I unconditionally love all people in the world, all circumstances and all attitudes and all ways. I love unconditionally everything. I am in no way manipulated by another person's attitude or thought. I am only manipulated by what my attitude and thought is about anything in the world. I have the opportunity to be very much on top of it if I want to be. I'm happiest when I am happy all of the time and over everything. I am happiest when I am master of myself. I am happiest when I choose to be all that I am. I choose to live in that powerful attitude of mine. I choose to know who and what I am. I'm happiest when I know that. Because when I know that, I am doing everything in divine order. When I know that, I am living to my highest and best. I don't need to have my attitude beyond my stub toe. I don't need my attitude to be on any limitation of any kind. I don't need my attitude to be on any experience in my life that is going to in any way cause me unhappiness. Ah! How can an outer experience cause me unhappiness? If I'm aware of it, I can be happy. If I'm aware of it, I can be unhappy. Why do I give it such power? It's me that's giving it the power. It's me that's saying it's happy or it's unhappy. It's me that's knowing this for myself. Now, why do I want to do that? Why do I want to recognize anything that makes me feel sad? Why do I want to recognize anything that makes me feel glad? You see, they're both the same. They're both the same. And I empower that sameness to be an action in my life, in my world, if I choose. Now, do I really want that? Do I really want to empower anything in my life to take mastery over my attitudes at any time? And the answer is no. I am always on top of everything. I'm always in charge of everything. I'm always listening to the truth. And the truth is always expressing in me wonderfully, beautifully, perfectly, all of the time. I'm always doing that which is right for me, and it is done now. Do I like that? Oh, you bet I do. Do I think that's a wonderful attitude to have? You bet I do. Do I think that I am that attitude all the time? Yes, that is true. I am that attitude all the time. Anything negative comes to me and I say, be gone. Or I don't even say be gone, because if I say be gone, I recognize that it has come. Anytime anything negative comes into my consciousness, I immediately think of the positive about it. The positive attitude that it is, the positive reality that it is. And when I think that positive reality that it is, then that's what I experience. That's all I know, and that's all I am. I am divine order. What a lovely phrase. I am divine order. I am living in my wholeness and purity, my goodness right now, my allness right now. That's who I am. That's what I am. That's why I am. That's all I am. And I am nothing else other than that. Now, you say, this is just sort of mumbling over words. No, it isn't. This is putting causes in motion for experiences that I want to have in my life. And this cause that I'm putting in motion for experiences that I want in my life are real and very real, are wonderful and very wonderful, are powerful. They are who I am. They are what I am. They are how I am. They are where I am. They are all that I am. And that's kind of nice. That's kind of nice because nothing else really makes any difference in the world. Nothing else makes any difference at all, except that I put the cause in motion for whatever experience I want. I put the cause in motion to bring about the actions that I want. It's all my choice. It's all my wisdom. It's all me. And that's what it's all about. you too can have this same glorious, wonderful experience if you choose, by living in a positive, happy point of mind. And say to yourself, I am happiest when I am happy over everything. And that's the way it is. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.